Hi, and thank you for joining me. This is the Tim Adkins Does Digital podcast. My name is Tim Adkins. I am a professional media strategist, graphic designer, and all-around creative who has helped brands all over the world communicate effectively. Thank you for being here, and welcome to Season 3, where I promise we will have more than three episodes. Yeah, that's right. If I finish this, I'm one-third of the way there. Oh, really? Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. I've got to tell you, I am really not the most organized person in the world. Anybody that knows me will tell you, I am a mess. I really am. You should see my desk. My desk is horrible. It's a mess. I've got so much stuff here. I am not the most organized person in the world. Truly not. But this kind of took me by surprise, okay? I've got just the basic stuff. I've got my coffee. I've got, some snacks, I guess. Just normal desk stuff, notebooks and index cards and ink pens and things like that. And I'm looking through all of it because I'm getting ready to do this podcast. My microphone is right here on my desk. I want to kind of pull it up so my voice will sound good on it, right? So I can get a good cardioid pattern on it and I can get right in front of the mic. And I look over to my left here, and there's a can of beets. There's a can of beets on my desk. Now, it's not open. I mean, I'm not the kind of person that eats just, you know, cold beets out of a can. But I have no idea why this is here. I really don't. You know, so they're not headphones. I mean, it would be cool if they were like, man, that's Beats headphones. Those are awesome. No, that's not that. It's not Beats like this is my jam either. This is not my jam. This is Beats, and I have no idea why it's on my desk, but it sure is. And my desk is nowhere close to a kitchen. It's not even close. I don't know how these Beats got here. I don't know how these mystery Beats got here, but this mystery can of Beats is on my desk, and I don't care. It's going to be my companion as I talk about stuff. For this podcast episode, welcome to season three. Welcome to three. Let's get started a little bit because we're doing kind of like a do-over, I suppose. I haven't done this in a while. I say that almost every podcast episode, but this time I really mean it. So let's get started telling you a little bit about this thing that I call the Tim Adkins Does Digital podcast. Let's set the scene up for season three and our do-over and kind of tell you a little bit about the podcast itself. So there we go. So what is this podcast anyway? Let me give you a little bit of backstory as to why this podcast. I started this podcast a couple years ago, and it was due to having graduated from grad school with an interactive media degree. I learned a whole lot of stuff about digital marketing and about things that go on online, on social media, graphic design, photography, web coding, that sort of thing. And I was ready to get out there and grab the world by the horns and get myself a job and help some people out. And I didn't get a whole lot of opportunity to do that. I had a wonderful job that I had for a couple of years at the University of Rio Grande. I may talk about that in a later episode because I did have a great time there. And I got to practice a whole lot of what I learned. But other than that, I've really not had an opportunity to really talk about all the things that I learned about digital media and continue to learn, actually, from my friends who are marketers, my friends who are creative people. I continue to learn, and they're the greatest people in the world. I did this to kind of have an outlet because I was a little frustrated. I wasn't finding a job where I wanted to help out, and, you know, I would go to job interviews and it just wouldn't work out for me. So I was a little frustrated. I was a little frustrated that I wasn't able to use these skills in my local area. I noticed that a lot of my local businesses, organizations, they were making a lot of mistakes in their digital marketing and their messaging. Not their fault, really. It's not their fault. Nobody showed them that this is how you do these things. It's just that they put their best foot forward with what they knew. There's nothing wrong with that. But they're kind of hurting themselves because they didn't really keep some things in mind that nobody showed to them. if that makes sense. So in order to understand the importance of those things, you know, somebody needs to tell people about the importance of such things. And so that's kind of why I started the podcast. I wanted to start the podcast to kind of talk about things that will help people be more successful at what they're doing. I've always really loved doing radio, though. I'll give you a little piece of my journey as far as that goes. From way, way back, from my very first transistor radio that I got for Christmas when I was 8 years old, I've always been fascinated with radio. So this also gives me kind of an opportunity to kind of scratch that itch as far as being a radio broadcaster. I was a radio broadcaster for 5 years at Ohio University Southern, where I got my undergrad. But the podcast itself, I'm in the third year, and it's gone through a lot of iterations. It's gone through a lot of butters and starts and everything. But it's mainly two things. It's mainly two reasons and two things why. It's mainly two things. The podcast is just two things. Why am I stumbling with the speech? Because that's what I do. I'm trying to just do this in one take. Okay. So the podcast is just two things mainly. Okay. Number one, it's going to be me talking about creativity, talking about marketing, or talking about whatever I can come up with. Because eventually I'm going to be to episode 30 and I'm going to be like, what in the world am I going to talk about now? You run out of ideas, I guess, sometimes. So, but it's going to be me talking about creativity and marketing mostly. And the second thing is, it's just going to be me talking to other creative people about the things that they're doing. The podcast is going to be kind of light and conversational, as it has been. There's a lot of serious podcasts out there, a lot of very serious podcasts with serious people on it. Talking about serious business, here are 10 serious rules that you need to apply. Here are 10 reasons why a can of sliced beets is like inbound marketing or something like that. And that is not what this podcast is about. I'm going to spend some more time with you and hopefully give you something that's helpful. I'll talk to some interesting people and we're going to have some fun along the way. And that's it. That's all that the podcast is moving forward. So who gets this thing anyway? Who's this for? Who are you talking to here, Tim? Who are you talking to and what are you talking about? That's a good question. Those are actually two very good questions. It's for me. The podcast is for me because I love the sound of my own voice. Okay, not really. Okay, that's part of it. But it's for people and small businesses and organizations who just want to make themselves better. You know, if they're learning about digital marketing, learning about creativity, there are reasons why you don't post a flyer on Instagram, for example. You know, there are reasons that you may need to know how Facebook ads work. You know, there are things you need to know about building lists of contacts and email lists and about writing good copy and do I need a newsletter and, you know, about why good graphic design matters, about why good photography matters in your messaging, about why you need an overall social media game plan and strategy. Really, there's a lot of so much information out there and so much advice out there. And there's so much, in fact, that it's hard to know who to listen to. I'm going to be just one more voice that adds to that. I hope that it's not noise. I hope that I give you something tangible that you can really focus on and why it all matters. Because really, you know, think about it. Your whole image is online. You know, no matter if you're a giant company or if you're a mom and pop shop or whatever, you know, what you say, how you communicate, what you put out there, you know, that matters. Your message matters, and I'm here to hopefully help out with that. Now, if you need that help, you know, I hope you can get something from what I have to say. I hope you can get something for what my guests have to say as well, because I hope to bring in some interesting people. The second group of people I'm talking about are going to be here for the interviews, pretty much. They're going to be here to listen to their friends and their colleagues on the podcast. Now, I'm not going to turn down a heavy hitter. Let me talk about the guests that I'm trying to attract. If somebody has 1 million followers and they come to me and they say, I love the Tim Adkins Does Digital podcast, can I be on the podcast? And you're like, heck yeah, you can. Of course, but that's not going to be my main focus. My main focus is going to be the creative people that you know in your hometown, in my hometown, you know them all. They're just trying to find their way. They're a lot like me, a lot like you, just trying to get by, trying to feel their way around and do the best that they can. And let's talk to them. Let's see what they're about. Let's get some insights. There's going to be so many different stories from people who don't normally have people knocking down their door and saying, let's talk about your story and I want to reach out to them and talk about their stories. Let's find out what they have to say. And because, believe me, you know, they may have some things that you've thought about, that I've thought about or haven't thought about, that we might be able to apply to our own successes. And besides, they're just interesting people. Let's talk to them. Also, my fellow marketers, I know they're going to check this out, and I hope you do. I hope there's something for you here as well. I know some things, and I don't know everything. I'll tell you that now. I do have a master's degree in interactive media, as I mentioned, but I am not the grand poobah of marketing. I'm not the grand poobah of anything, really. I may say things that you think are untrue or wrong, or you may disagree with my opinions. That's fine. That's great. On the other hand, you know, I might give you an angle or an idea that you haven't thought of, and I hope that kind of, you know, sparks some thinking and helps you out. Mainly, I just hope that my fellow marketers will, you know, see this podcast as kind of a show that they can hear to kind of let their hair down and relax and just listen to a fellow marketer and a fellow creative person and just talk about stuff. That's all it is. You know, this isn't a serious podcast, like I said. This is just us hanging out and talking about things. Now, if you're ever a guest on my podcast, same thing. You know, be prepared if you're a guest on my podcast to just be human. Relax a bit. Don't take it really seriously. Don't get nervous. There's no reason to be nervous about it. We're just going to kick back and have fun. Talk to our audience. You know, when I was doing radio, when I was in college, a lot of people would come up to me because I was an old pro, I guess. I was old and I still am. I had done radio in the past, back whenever my first stint in college. Some of the new people would come to me and they'd say, I don't know how to do this. I'm really nervous. And I would say, look, don't think about it as talking to thousands or millions of people out there in radio land. You know, think about just talking to one person, because really, honestly, that's all you're talking to is one person. It just happens to be that one person and that one person and that one person. I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make sense to you? What I'm trying to say is you just try to keep it personal. That's all you do. There's no reason to get nervous about things. It's just a podcast. So anyway, for my fellow marketers, you know, thanks for checking this out. I sure appreciate it. Don't scream at me. So who do I talk to? And I mentioned this before, you know, anybody who does digital marketing will work. Mainly, I talk to the people who love to be creative with the things they do, find out what their story is, how they get here, why it matters. You know, I'm going to try to amplify some voices. I'm going to talk to my friends. I want to talk to other creative people that I like, give you my audience and give them a forum to talk about some things. You know, just something to take home with you, hopefully. Photographers, designers, social media specialists, bloggers, writers. You know, I even want to kind of include people who aren't necessarily creative on their own, but who depend on creatives to do their best work, because I think it would be interesting to see what things are from their angle. You know, what they would like to see out of the people that they work with who are creative. I think that'd be an interesting thing too. So we may try to do that, you know, because we're just going to talk about marketing and creativity and why all of it matters. What can you expect out of this? That sounded weird. What can you expect out of this? What can you expect out of this podcast? Well, I am, surprisingly enough, going to try to do this weekly. I'm going to do a weekly podcast and commit to it. I keep seeing the advice that showing up is everything. You know, showing up matters more than the content. Consistency is more important than that. Really, you know, all my content may not be, you know, fire. It may not be hot content, but I got to show up every week. I'm trying to work my way through some perfectionist issues, trying to kind of fight off some imposter syndrome too and that sort of thing. So by doing this every week, I hope that'll help me out and maybe it'll help you out as well. Heck, I don't know. I hope it will anyway. You know, and like I said, all my content may not be perfect, but I'm going to be doing it anyway. So if you want to hang out and listen to me not be perfect, cool. I'll be here every week doing it. I'm going to allow myself to be less than perfect. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I hope you'll find it insightful. I hope you'll find it fun and entertaining. Like I said, I don't know everything, but I'll share with you what I know. We'll just take it from there. Hope you'll be here for it. So next week, I'm going to talk about my personal journey and why I'm still catching up in my mid-50s. Ah, that's a surprise. You didn't think I was that old, did you? But in my old age, but here in my 50s, I'm still not done pursuing my potential. So I'm going to talk about my journey, and I hope you're here for it. And that's going to be pretty much all I have for week one. I'm going to try to figure out what to, I'm going to find a cabinet to put these beats in. I don't want to have the beats here next week. Somebody may need those beats. Okay, outro time. The Tim Atkins Does Digital podcast is produced and directed by Tim Atkins. It's written by Tim Atkins. It's edited by Tim Atkins. It's all just me. It's all just me and a microphone and some software and music and stuff. And I want to thank you to Envato Elements. It's where I find most of my music for the mixing. And I appreciate everybody there and all of the contributors that contribute things to Envato Elements. I'm hosted on Anchor FM. Distributed worldwide on 80 plus networks and directories and apps. I'm everywhere. I'm all over the place. And not just me personally, but the podcast also all over the place. Don't get it twisted. You know, it's on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and It's all, it's everywhere. I'm going to be on your favorite podcast provider, I guess. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know. All right. So anyway, thank you for joining me. Hope you'll join me next week. We're going to talk about my personal journey. And then after that, we're going to do interviews. I've already got some people lined up. I've got some people who were waiting last year to get interviewed and they didn't get interviewed. And now they're probably, they're still waiting. Let's not keep them waiting anymore. We're going to do interviews coming up in week three and some more after that. But in the meantime, like I said, thank you for joining me. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for letting me be a part of your day. And I will see you next week. Hooray!